everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond with, yes, another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Bacone. Today is May 3rd, and the topic is From Failure to Success. The quote is from Sir Winston Churchill. All right, how fitting for this weekend, eh? All right, let's take a look. Success is the ability to go from one failure to another with no loss of enthusiasm. No loss of enthusiasm. I think we can maybe even do an episode about how hope is the fuel for enthusiasm, or is enthusiasm the fuel for hope? I don't know. We'll see. All right, here's what Linda has to say. How quickly we can get discouraged. We try something once and it doesn't work and we give up. Nah, I don't know about that. A lot of people that I know, especially people that are trauma warriors, we don't give up that easily. All right. If Thomas Edison, I'm not going to edit this episode, by the way, we're doing it one take. If Thomas Edison had acted this way, we might not have had the light bulb until many years later. If the Wright brothers had given up after a crash or two, plane travel might have been delayed by years. Instead, Edison and the Wright brothers and countless other inventors throughout history persisted through their failures until they finally succeeded. Yes. Just because we try it one time and it doesn't work doesn't mean that if we modify something, or maybe we try it differently, or maybe we try it with different people, right? There are adjustments that can be made. Adjustments that can be made from failure to success. I saw a meme the other day that I thought was really fascinating, and I'm going to describe it. So imagine a square, and on the upper part, there's a person walking, a singular individual walking to the left, and it says, on my journey. And he's just walking by himself, okay? And then underneath it, it's walking, again, a singular individual walking to the right, and there's all these other people behind them. And it says, during my success. It's so true. You know, we see this constantly where people will say how lonely and isolated they feel when they're trying to do something and there's a lack of support, even from family members and friends. And they're looking for a community of support. And then as soon as they're successful, then it's like, oh, everybody's there. But the entourage isn't around when you're trying to do it. You know, the entourage is not around when we're trying to do it. And I do believe that there is value to support, not enabling, but when, like a coach, if you think about a coach with kids, you know, and the coach, you know, not pumps up the kid, but and communicates, and the kid can feel that through this communication that, yeah, the coach believes in me, man. I got someone that believes in me. And how different it is when we're an adult that we're trying to do something, and where's the coach at? Where are the people that are not hyping us up, but that are, yeah, man, I got you. Of course you can do this. Of course you can. Of course I believe you. I believe you and I believe in you. Why do we lose that? Why do we lose that level of support? And yeah, one person can make a difference in someone's life. You just never know through your support how that can light the fire in somebody and give them hope to continue to go on. You just never know how you touch people. All right, yes, Edison said, what did he say? I learned 100 ways why something didn't work. And that's true. Just like the movie, you know, Meet the Robinsons, Lewis found, you know, ways things didn't work. But he didn't give up. He did not give up. If you believe in what you're trying to do, then yeah, we continue to press on. So, and that's where determination and perseverance comes in. So, as somebody else might say that's stubborn, I've been told this myself, you're stubborn. No, I'm just determined and relentless, and I don't give up. I don't quit. Especially if it's something that I really believe in. Might have to pause, might have to take a detour, but quit? Nah, I don't think so. And if I've reached this age in my life and that hasn't happened, the likelihood of it ever happening is really small. So take that, right? Everybody's always learning. And what are we doing? We're learning, we're listening, we're absorbing, and we're open to possibilities. So here's the quote. Here's the quote of the day. I don't succeed at everything I try, and that's okay. What's important is that I keep trying. I love this. Ding, 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 Linda. You nailed it, girl. What's important is that I keep trying. Keep trying. Keep doing. Figure it out. Just figure it out. Figure it out. I'm so happy that you're here with me today and that we're talking about from failure to success. Because is anything really a failure? I mean, look at 3M with the sticky note. Was that really a failure? I don't know. I don't think so. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. You know what's coming next. Hit that subscribe button, give us a review and a like. And as always, we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.